This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon if you're listening to this on a delay or delayed broadcast or on the podcast. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. So I sat in the big chair, and look, Cal Hunter behind the glass. I got a bone to pick with Fred now. This chair is a little bit more comfortable than the one that I sit.
It has more padding.
It does.
And, it just has more padding. That's all you need to know.
So, apparently if you sit at this part of the studio, you're entitled to better comfort for your back end.
Yeah.
All right, Fred. All right, I see how it rolls. And we got Garrett Penny seated to my right. How are you doing, Garrett?
Good. Like I said, the first hour, happy to be here, you know, learning lots. And, you know, being on the radio is different than being an attorney, but being an attorney on the radio is even more different. So.
You talk about being an attorney. So how long have you been practicing law?
Coming up on 2 years now, I guess, officially, right?
Yeah. So you're just practicing. You're not, like, actually playing in games yet?
Yeah, pretty much just practicing.
It's always practicing. Yeah. They call it a practice. Yeah, I want someone who's actually game-worthy, okay?
Yeah. They've been done it once or twice, yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's, you know, and I think we've talked about this off the air, and, you know, law is it's a unique profession. It's can be very stressful. That's something I very much underestimated and starting to practice versus, you know, law school and undergrad and everything.
I was going to ask you this. So when you decided you wanted to be a lawyer and you're training, you're in law school, what is the biggest difference in terms of expectations? What is something that you expected to have happen that didn't happen, and conversely, something you didn't expect to encounter in the legal field but that you have encountered in the legal field? How's that working for you?
Yeah, and so, you know, as you know, my dad's an attorney, so I grew up around attorneys. My brother-in-law's an attorney, my uncle's a judge, so I know attorneys. I lived with them. But something I've been told and I didn't really expect is the stress levels, the deadlines, the client interactions and all that. You get to practicing, and there's a lot of those. And, you know, you can't miss them. It's not like, oh, I turned this project in a day late, it's okay. It's like, no, you miss the deadline, it's not good. You can't turn it in. You know, you messed up your client's case. So I think the stress level is definitely something that's much higher than I expected. Now, conversely, something that I didn't expect, or that's, I guess, better than expected. You know, at least I'm fortunate for the job I work at. It's not as Every law firm is different, so take it with a grain of salt. Some are better, some are worse. It's, you know, it's a good environment where I work. You know, I got good attorneys I work with, good staff I work with. My boss is pretty good, I'd say, despite the family relationships. And
here's the thing, Garrett. I'm looking at the delicate nature in which you're addressing that specific topic, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, this kid's a lawyer.
Yeah,
he's doing very well there.
No. It's unique working in a law firm, and then it's unique working for, you know, a father-son relationship. You know, that has its own bumps, and, you know, for the most part, it's good. But, you know, every family, no family's perfect, and every family has its problems. But, you know, I've enjoyed working with my family.
Now, is Dad your supervising attorney?
No, he's in another office, maybe on purpose, but yeah. I have a different supervising attorney, and, you know, I've enjoyed working with him. So it's I get best of both worlds. I get to work with my dad, and I get to learn from, another attorney that he can yell at me, and I guess I get yelled at from both sides, from the boss and my supervising attorney. So it's all good. All good.
But it's probably more difficult for them to separate you from the company.
I don't know. You'd have to ask them that.
No, but don't find out.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know. I'll just keep it as is, the status quo.
Good job.
You know, one of the difficult things about being a lawyer is you really don't have the opportunity. Now, you had the opportunity to observe. You said your dad's a lawyer, your brother-in-law's a lawyer, your uncle's a judge. You had an opportunity to observe not only the legal profession, but the effect that it can have on family life and things going forward, because you're in the thick of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But there are folks out there like me. I didn't live in that environment. There were no lawyers in my family. I saw the lifestyle you'd see on TV. I remember I made the decision to really go to law school. I was watching the William Kennedy Smith trial. Do you remember that, Cal? Way back in the
Golf club murder trial in Massachusetts. That one?
No. This was the sexual assault trial down in Florida.
Okay. Yes.
So the
second one of the two.
Yes.
Right.
And so I'm watching that, and I'm watching the defense attorney, and his name was Roy Black, and that guy was smooth. He was smooth, and I was so impressed with what I was seeing there. And I was watching the DA, who just didn't seem like she connected with the jury, and everything was really stilted. And it was more like, if I just say this and this and this, these are the elements. I'm not really trying to convince anybody. I just have to get this in evidence, and I should be able to get the conviction.
It wasn't Marcia Clark.
No. it was long before that. But so I'm watching this, and I remember thinking, good heavens, I think I could do better than that. And that was when I was in junior college. That's when I made the decision that when I transferred to the four-year school, I was going to try to get my degree as quickly as possible and get onto law school. But that was a very far removed observation.
Yeah.
And the thing about law school is you got to be all in with your commitment, not only in terms of your commitment of time, but financially.
Yes,
and paying for the
so.
First year of law school and before you have even tried it. And boy, if you get into it and you don't like it after you've incurred all this debt from law school and everything, it's like, well, I got to stay here, because if I go and do what I really want to do, which is, you know, lawn maintenance at a golf course, I'm never going to climb out of this hole.
Yeah.
But should people go and observe? I mean, Garrett had the advantage of going and observing, even though it was a familial observance. It was forced, kind of. It was just kind of your life.
Yeah.
But would you recommend that people went to a law office, whether a private practice or a partnership, and kind of saw how the world spun before they jumped into law school?
Well, I think that's the best case scenario. I mean, that's the best you can do before actually, you know, being an attorney. The downside is you don't get the same feelings. You don't have the same pressure. You know, working, because I worked for a law clerk for a number of years, and so I do work and hand them, you know, discovery or motions or whatever that I've worked on, and you hand it to the attorney. You're like, okay, carefree, whatever. But once you become the attorney, you're the one signing it and be like, this is my work product, and I'm the one in charge. I'm the one that, you know, the hammer falls on if something goes wrong. So there's that different feeling. But, yeah, I know I definitely recommend that someone, if you're interested, go talk to an attorney, see what their life is, see what their, you know, work-life balance is, what kind of law they practice, because every area of law is so different. I do personal injury, Todd, you do criminal, and it's so different. And then, you know, with the billable hours, a contingency fee, or it's a flat fee, there's so many factors that go into being an attorney, and, you know, even the state you practice in really makes a difference.
You were talking about the method of compensation, and I think that can really add to the stress level.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, as a personal injury firm, oftentimes, and most of the time, it's a contingency. You get a portion of whatever they win. Basically, there are some fees that are added in. In criminal law, it's either a flat fee for the smaller cases or an hourly rate. I don't have billing requirements or anything like that. It's just I bill per hour when I'm in a case. But then you go and you look at somebody that's doing, say, maybe an employment and labor firm, or these folks that work for that do workers' comp law, and they work for firms that have billing requirements. Okay, you got to bill 2,000 hours a year.
Patent law. My grandson law is a patent lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's billable.
And just think about that. 2,000 hours a year. If you work 40 hours a week for 50 weeks a year, that's 2,000 hours. That is a full-time job. And guess what?
You don't bill every hour you're working.
Yeah, if you want to bill 2,000 hours, you're probably working at least three.
At least.
To get that. And you start adding those up. Those are long days.
Yeah.
Long days.
Unfortunately, you can't bill for the bathroom breaks and your lunch break.
Sometimes I wonder if I did get billed for those in some previous ones. Thought about your case while taking shower. $50. So when we come back, Cal, get us another case or no case ready?
I've got one all set for you.
Outstanding, like a farmer in his field. We're at our first break here, second hour. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. When we come back, Cal's going to try to stump us, see if he's...
Yes. This is, I'm a good ad-libber. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations all across the United States of America. We'll continue in a bit. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and wash.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You better listen to us. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So case or no case coming up. Yeah, listen, folks. Yeah, I got to tell you, this is where Cal is going to try to stump us. If you're listening for the first time, this is where Cal comes up with a case, a scenario, and pitches it to Garrett and I here. And we had to decide if Cal's trying to pull the wool over our eyes. And listen, all I could think about is this. We're told that the last days there will be some judgment, you know, in the Book of Life, and everything comes out. And I want to be there because I expect to see the Book of Life pulled out. And then, oh, you're Cal Hunter. Here's the Book of Case or No Case. How many times did you lie to the people on Radio Law Talk?
It will be thrown directly at me. The Book of Life will be thrown at my head.
Go ahead, Cal. What do you got?
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And now, Case or No Case. He was a child of the 60s, a feral cat. His mother called him Tiger Cat. Uneducated and unsophisticated, Ty Cat finally learned how to read and write and spell and to grow and market recreational marijuana. One day, while listening to a live performance of Time Has Come Today by the Chambers Brothers in Greeley, Colorado, Ty Cat was driving by a home improvement store called Lowe's, and he thought to himself, highs and lows. So he decided to stop and ruminate on his brainstorm, jotted down the rental number, and called the shopping center leasing agent and negotiated a rental price right next to Lowe's and decided to open up the first of what he thought would be many Highs recreational marijuana outlets. He thought, Lowe's is paying for half of my name recognition marketing costs. Highs and Lowe's, Ty Cat said, this is perfect. But Lowe's in Greeley, Colorado did not. Upon seeing the signage for Ty Cat's store, Lowe's, called their attorney and said, we can't have this, especially with our push to hire as many drug-free veterans as we can. And if we don't nip this in the... Well, anyway, in the beginning stages, we will have this embarrassment every place where marijuana is legal. Can we stop them? Or do we have a case or no case? Todd, what do you think about the case of Highs versus Lowe's?
Well,
so clarification, is the name of the company called Highs and then you don't put it next to a Lowe's?
Yes, Highs and then he called it, yeah, just Highs. It was Highs Medical Marijuana. Okay. I mean, the recreational marijuana, sorry. Yes.
So Highs Recreational Marijuana.
Yeah.
But he didn't put the word
didn't
Lowe's?
Put the word and in there. Lowe's was on the Lowe's store, so he located to their left as many times as he could. He faced the story to see Highs, Lowe's.
Okay.
That's so pretty clever.
He didn't use the word Lowe's.
No.
He didn't use anything. Well, that's interesting, because I was going to go, if he had used the word Lowe's, the next question would be, how did he spell it,
yeah.
and what font did he use? And if he's using the word Highs and he's using it in the same font, is that next to Home Depot?
Oh, yes.
Colors.
Oh, it was same color, same everything.
Okay. And I guess the last thing that I have is, so Lowe's are usually, oftentimes they're anchor stores and strip malls and things like that. And was this in the same strip mall or same location with the whoever Lowe's would be getting their space from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So based upon that, I am going to say that this is a case. And I think that the case here is not necessarily against Highs. I'm going to say that the case is against the entity that rented out the space to Highs, and that is also the entity that Lowe's has their contract with for their space.
So they're leasing agents.
So they're leasing agent. To come in and market that is having a detrimental effect on the marketability of Lowe's. So it's not necessarily them suing Highs. It's Lowe's is suing the leasing agent that allowed that to go in there with the same signage and same everything because, look, you don't want to lose us as your anchor store. I'm just concerned that maybe if this litigation didn't work out, maybe Ty Cat?
Yeah, Tiger Cat. His mom called him Tiger Cat. Yeah.
Maybe he decides to put a French flair on it and go up open next to Home Depot and call it Home Depot.
Even better.
Yes. the recreational stuff from across the pond.
So right, you're
saying it's a case and Lowe's wins.
All right, fair enough. Garrett, what say you about the case of Highs versus Lowe's, or is it Lowe's versus Highs?
Well, I think you're right, and they sue the landlord, but I think they also sue Highs. Well, the landlord's got the money. Highs doesn't have any money.
They sue him for a contribution.
Yeah,
time.
He sells recreational marijuana in Colorado. Are you kidding?
Well,
he's got money.
It's all in cash, nothing in the bank. I agree with Todd. I think it's definitely a case. Who do I think wins? I don't think they have any grounds. I think the only thing they win on is maybe color and signage font. I think that's it. But I'm going to say there, it is a case, and they don't win.
I want to get the answer after the bottom of the hour break,
so
we can think about it.
That's fine.
I think a theory on which they win is usually in leases, there's a provision that says there should be no illegal activity occurring here in the premises shall not be used for the purposes of engaging in illegal activity. Now, recreational marijuana was legal in Colorado,
but not federally.
But still a federal offense. And so the argument could be you're allowing them to do something that's a material breach of their contract. They got to get out of here. So that's what I'm that's where I'm thinking maybe a little bit of a strategy at play.
I've got to be candid with you. I really love watching you guys figure this stuff out, because there are a lot of angles at which you can run at something like this. You got the signage, you got the color, you got the location, you've got the juxtaposition of the name. You've done really well. So I'll give you the answer when we come back, and it may surprise some of you, and it may not.
There's only two of us, so one of us is going to be surprised.
But we have people listening in their cars.
We do. Oh yes, we do. That's right.
Including people on K-Skunk Radio in Mendocino County, and they're all going, "Dude, that is a great idea.
Kind of makes me hungry."
We'll be back with
more
answer to Case or No Case and Radio Law Talk. We'll continue in just a little bit right here. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A shiny passenger train racing across long empty stretches of American plains may be iconic, but it's an economic anachronism, experts say. The Senate's infrastructure bill gives $66 billion toward the repair of Amtrak lines, nearly 60 cents to Amtrak for every dollar the bill put toward highways. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Randall O'Toole says people drive 840 times more distance on highways than they take on Amtrak. Homeschooling sees a rise in popularity across the country. Homeschool advocate Carrie McDonald joined Fox and Friends weekend.
I think a lot of families realized that homeschooling isn't as intimidating as they may have previously thought. They're realizing that there are tremendous online learning resources available to them that are really high quality, much better in many cases than Zoom school that kids have been participating in.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
40.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Cal, have you ever heard the song Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?
Of course, many, many, many times.
Isn't there a line in there that says, is this the real life?
Or is this just fantasy, the first line of the song?
That titty bump reminds me of that. Is this real life? Isn't that what you...
Yes, and I was going to put that behind it, and I thought, wait a minute, we don't want to pay any rights for that song, so we'll just let the kids say it.
Just let the kids go ahead and sing it and see what folks at Queen do. Okay, so here we go. We've come up with our answers, right, to your case or no case. Mm-hmm. So why don't you reset the table really quick and tell us what's going on.
A child of the 60s who was in the recreational marijuana business in Colorado drove past a Lowe's store and thought to himself, I could put a store called High's right next to Lowe's, and it could be my marijuana shop. So it would be High's and Lowe's. Get it? And people would talk about it. It would generate buzz. Lowe's paying for half the costs. I'm in. So he went and bought, leased a store, put up a sign, and Lowe's was not happy about it. And for those of you who said that was a case, who was that? That would be...
I think we both said it was a case, man. It sounded totally plausible.
Okay. So you guys both said it was not a case.
We both said it was a case.
It was.
Oh, you said it was a case. But it was. Okay. Okay. Well, here's the answer. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Oh, I made the whole thing up.
Good idea, though.
That's a total bummer, Cal. I can't believe you lied to us like that.
Sorry, man. Okay, next hour, I'm going to take you for a ride in a Cadillac. That's in case or no case next hour. But that, ladies and gentlemen, much to Todd and Garrett's chagrin... means I get 2 points.
Yes.
All right.
Well, no, don't you get double? Didn't you say it was double points?
I did. It's a double point Saturday, so maybe I get 4 points.
You get 4 points today.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'll tell you, that might not have been a case, but you know darn well there's a whole host of guys that are going, you know what, we should totally do
it. I just got a brainstorm, dude.
From Radio Law Talk.
I have a total moneymaker. I'm just waiting for my government check to come in so I can sign a lease. I'm sure they'll agree to it at the leasing company.
But you got to admit, it's not a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea. I like my home depot. It's got that French flair to
even
it.
Even better.
And you come in, have a latte.
And it's simple.
All right, so look.
Tiger Woods.
I'm looking here at this next. Don't ruffle my papers.
No,
here.
They will not have to wear those kinds of uniforms in the store, Todd.
Okay, well, okay, all right. What are you doing? Well, we have a lot of cleaning up that needs.
Just dusting here.
you've missed a spot over there. I digress. Cal, you are a bad influence on me.
Thank you.
Okay. Tiger Woods. Well, you know, his career was on the rise. Everybody thought he is clearly going to break the record for the most majors in a career. And he was just this untouchable golfer. And as often happens, something off the golf course came in to derail the career. And that was, how long ago was that? Well, that was like 2008, 2009.
Yeah, yep.
And that's when news of extramarital affairs happened, and then the split from his wife, and they had two kids, and there was just a whole host of legal problems. And then the physical maladies started to set in. He had the knee issue and a recurring back issue.
Yep.
Tiger solidarity there in the back thing, because he's had three back surgeries in the exact same spot that I've had two.
Wow.
And look, the fact that he was able to compete again, to me, is like, wow.
To walk without leaning to one side, honestly. I mean, that is, as you know, very painful.
Exactly.
And difficult from which to recover procedure.
Sure, and especially given the torque of the golf swing is going to put stress right on that part of the back. So he's had all these problems. Well, when the news of the affairs came out, as is often the case with celebrities, he had one individual signed a non-disclosure agreement. Look, let's go ahead and I'll pay some cash, and you will agree to never talk about
this. Keep your lips zipped.
Well, I'm sure they all signed them, but they're not talking about it.
That's right. Exactly. The best way to know that there was a non-disclosure agreement is there are several alleged people, and you don't hear from any of them, okay? Except for one.
She's real smart.
And she's real smart. That's a self-proclaimed designation of her. She says, I am very smart.
Hmm.
And her name is Rachel Uchtel.
Does she have a smartphone?
Maybe she has a small dog, we know. And apparently, when news of the extramarital affairs broke back in 2008, her legal team got together and hammered out a quick deal with Woods' legal team, working till 3 a.m., according to her.
Well, because that morning she was about to go on air and talk about, you know, her side of the story, right?
That's right.
So they jumped on and had to get it done overnight.
And she's a smart girl.
Yeah.
So she
That's what
knew.
She said. Yeah.
She knew she was going to have to go in and ask for, she wanted $10 million to keep her mouth shut.
Because it's going to ruin her life. Makes sense.
Yes. And hard negotiations, working till what time, Garrett?
3 a.m.
3 a.m. through the night, okay? Now, mind you, this is all like in one 24-hour period, working till 3 a.m. those Tiger Woods people, they whittled her down to what, $8
million? $8
million. A $5 million payment plus annual payments of $1 million a year for the next 3 years.
Wow. And just put that in perspective, Tiger Woods' net worth right now is $800 million, making about $50 million a year. So pennies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so well. Yeah. With no EY.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just,
yes. I mean, that would be that would be like me entering into an agreement for coupons.
But she got. But she got paid. Or was supposed to get paid $8 million a year for being intimate with Tiger Woods and keeping her mouth shut about it.
She got $5 million up front and then $1 million a year for the next three for eight total.
For sleeping with Tiger Woods and being quiet about it.
And now, that's right, that's right. And now, well, we know about this recently because... What did she do?
She talked about it.
She talked about it, even though it's 13 years after the fact. She talked about it. And that would be starts with a B, rhymes with reach. Breach of her contract with Tiger Woods, and Woods' attorney is seeking to get that $8 million back.
Is that, when you sign a non-disclosure like that, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but when you sign, is that a permanent deal? Do they ever have an expiration? You can't talk about it for 10 years, 15 years, or you sign and you're done. What's normal there?
My guess is the only expiration of this would be upon the death of the person who signed the deal. After you die, you're free to talk about it.
Yeah. So Tiger's death, maybe she could talk about it after passed.
No, Rachel's, her death.
Yeah.
you're free to talk forever. About it all you want. So if somebody goes and has a seance and you show up, talk about it all you want.
On your death, which can be arranged if you talk about it, right?
Well, yeah. Well, Cal, that's kind of dark.
I'm just saying.
Heavens. So that's where things have come from. And now, because she's being sued by Woods representatives, what's she claiming?
Well, and then she filed for bankruptcy, saying, "Well, I can't pay you back because they want their money back." Well, you talked about it. You know, I paid you money not to talk, and paid you money not to talk about not talking, and then so now I want my money back.
But she's a smart girl.
Yeah, she's saying she didn't have the money. She got $2 million out of that $8 million.
Yeah, she got $8 million total. Only got $2 million out of it, but she said half went to taxes.
Okay, right. Which he should have expected.
And then another $1 million, get this. So the attorneys that hammered out this deal, starting at 10, getting it down to $8 million, the attorneys, what was their fee for that 24-hour period?
Just a cool $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. $1 million.
Another thing she should have expected. But don't you think those attorneys would advise her? You know, half of this is going to go to taxes.
You think?
I'm wondering if... This could be a situation where she was in high school way back in the day and said, "Math, when am I ever going to use that in real life?" Well, here you go. Simple. And to your credit, you know, she does carry a calculator with her on her phone.
That's right.
Everywhere she goes,
right.
She could have done. So if I get $8 million and $1 million goes to you and then I'm going to lose half to taxes, I still get $15 million, right? Whatever. Carry the one times pi.
Yeah.
So she goes through all of this, and now she's claiming she's got nothing. And her claim here, and again, you raise a good point, Garrett. This is all coming through bankruptcy court. Because she filed for bankruptcy, which means that if Woods Attorneys wants to sue her and try to get any money out of it, that has to be authorized and released by the bankruptcy court to go to them, correct?
Yeah, and they can just dismiss their whole claim. Tiger Woods say, "Nope, you get nothing, bye."
So that's where things fight. When we come back, we'll kind of put a bow on this one to find out exactly what's going on. But listen, and this is a quote from her. She's a smart girl. She's smart.
Hey, I'm so smart. S-M-R-T.
S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T. Nice Simpsons reference there, Cal. I'm impressed. I am impressed. So when we come back, we'll find out what's going on with Rachel Uchtel and how she might have already been in breach even before she talked about it. And that's why that $1 million a year payment for 3 years might have been in question.
Wow. Well, you know, the best laid plans. We'll be right back with more after this for more Radio Law Talk. Hold on. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not...
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're talking about Tiger Woods' former mistress, as it is has been reported, being sued by Woods' attorney because she broke... She broke her silence. She spoke despite signing an $8 million NDA.
Well, let's talk about how she spoke.
Yes. So the question is, how did she speak? What did she do that broke the deal? And I think we could take this in two phases. The first is, you know, so the deal was supposed to be $5 million up front, and then she was to be paid $1 million a year annually for 3 years after the deal. But her claim is that Tiger Woods people, they hesitated at paying the $1 million annually because shortly after this deal, what happened?
Well, she signed up, and to make extra money, I think she was going to be paid $400,000 to appear on Celebrity Rehab. But her condition was Tiger Woods would not be mentioned.
Yes, there was nothing about Tiger Woods would be mentioned. However, if you look at the language of the NDA, what she was prohibited from talking about at all was, let's see, she was prohibited from directly or indirectly, verbally or otherwise, discussing Woods' lifestyle, proclivities, customs, private conduct, fitness, habits, sexual matters, familial matters with anyone. And so here's the question. It was the Dr. Drew Celebrity Rehab, right?
Yep.
So what is it about this person, aside from the relationship with Tiger Woods that she's not supposed to talk about, what is it that would have otherwise qualified her as a quote-unquote celebrity to even go on the show to begin with?
Yeah, I don't know her personally, but I don't think there's anything else. The only reason we're talking about her is because of her relationship with Tiger Woods.
She was friendly with Tiger Woods.
That's right. And so I could see the attorneys for Tiger Woods saying, well, yeah, you see this thing here? Now, you covered the directly part by negotiating with them to say, okay, we won't talk about Tiger Woods directly, but this contract provision says that you won't talk about it directly or indirectly. And the fact that you're even on the show means
indirectly talking about it.
That's why you're famous, and then people are going to go look you up and try to look him up, and you're keeping it in the public eye, blah, blah, blah. And so there was an issue with whether or not they were going to pay that remaining $3 million, right?
Yep.
And I think wasn't she represented by Gloria Allred's firm?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. And, you know, I grew up with attorneys, and one of the recommendations of becoming an attorney was that the attorney seemed to always win in every negotiation. And her attorney made sure she won. Her attorneys were being paid on a contingency fee. I think it was 10 or 20% of the money earned. And then, you know, I think we're talking about during the break, she must have got up during the bathroom or something, and her attorney said to the other attorney, look, I want to make sure I get my money. So I know you're not going to pay the $3 million because she's going on Celebrity Rehab, but hey, pay me my $600,000, my fee, and don't worry about paying her. And they agreed. The attorney got her money, but the client didn't get hers.
That's right. There was a side deal between the folks with Tiger Woods and the attorneys representing her that the Woods attorneys would pay the $600,000 fee, and that came up later on. Uchtel and her new attorney actually won in arbitration on that. They won in arbitration that it was a violation of the rules to have the attorneys enter into a separate agreement. And you can understand why. There's an ethical responsibility for attorneys not to take a position that is adverse to their client. Well, it calls into question your loyalties as the attorney if you have a side deal with the attorneys you're supposed to be adverse with on behalf of your client for them to pay you and your client doesn't know about it. A lot of people can get in trouble if they don't understand. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so so that's what happened with this case. You know, right now, Woods' attorneys, I think that the filing, I don't think they really care. This is Todd armchair quarterbacking this year. I don't think that they really care about the $8 million, because as you mentioned, I mean, the guy makes, he's worth just shy of a billion, and $150 million shy of a billion, and he makes $50 million a year. This $8 million isn't going to set him back or anything like that. But
and they've probably taken well over that much from him in just the last year or two alone.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But the thing is if somebody like this who has an NDA goes forward and there's no legal repercussions at all, no lawsuit filed, no attempt to seek recompense for the breach of the deal, then the fear, I think, is if you have other folks that have been honoring their NDAs out there, do they think then that they can open the floodgates and start to talk? Because, well, if he And really, it's not even about the money. It's about the information that was agreed not to be disclosed. And if somebody does breach that, yeah, you can get back all the money you want. It doesn't take the information off the internet.
Yep.
And that's what they don't want out there. So I see why they are doing that in this case. You know, look, you sign your name, right, wrong, or otherwise. You agree to do something, you should do it. Or you agree not to do something, you should not do it, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, and it continues, right? I think she was just on the HBO documentary about Tiger and speaking her piece. And she wants to cut another deal, I think, where she gets paid $275,000 a year for life, and then she'll just be quiet. Because now her gripe is that she can't get a job that's not related to this controversy.
And the interesting thing to me is, if you hadn't talked about it like you agreed not to, 13 years later, there are probably very few people that it would even have remembered your involvement in the controversy, and it wouldn't be prohibiting you from getting a job.
You could be handing out burgers at the Dairy Queen if you just hadn't talked about Tiger Woods. I mean, she could have gotten all kinds of work, especially now.
Yeah, and with her $3 million in her pocket.
Yeah, but you know, look.
People outsmart themselves when there's big amounts of money involved.
If she got a lot of money and didn't spend it wisely, maybe she needed a conservatorship. I hear Jamie Spears is looking for work.
Hey. What if she has a Mercedes and an Instagram photographer?
Yeah. Ouch. Cal, brutal. Brutal.
Just wondering.
All right, let's pivot really quick. Some stuff happened in the Supreme Court this week, okay? So we're going to go from Tiger Woods' mistress breaking an NDA to vaccine-related challenges at the Supreme Court level. So what happened at Indiana University? What was their rule?
Well, and I think it's kind of a concern nationwide, you know, what's going on with this. And Indiana University said their students can't come on campus, can't attend the university without getting vaccinated.
Okay, but here's the question. Was it a draconian, hard and fast, you either have a vaccination card or don't even show up, or were there exceptions?
Well, like everything, there's exceptions, right?
Okay.
And what were the exceptions? Religion, ethical, or medical conditions, you can get exempt from
it. You got to come to the school and get vaccinated unless you have a religious reason or an ethical reason or a medical reason not to get vaccinated, which is a pretty broad opening when it comes to exceptions. But did that stop somebody from filing with the U.S. Supreme Court for a preliminary injunction against this?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I mean, just to get up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and the newest justice, Amy Coney Barrett, she was the one, a lot of hay is being made as she didn't talk to the other justices and didn't have, well, look, on emergency issues like this, the justices of the Supreme Court all have different jurisdictions that they oversee when it comes to emergency matters that are filed, and they handle them individually. And Barrett got this one and said, yeah, we're not taking this one up.
Do you suppose they carry little pagers because they're on call?
Oh, they could. Yeah. they're at the Home Depot. Oh, my gosh. Well, glad I didn't sample that. I have to go make a decision right now. So it didn't come up. And some folks are saying, oh, my gosh, why didn't the Supreme Court take this up? How dare she deny this appeal? And I'm looking at this personally, I think she made the right call.
Yeah, it's not an emergency issue because there's those broad exceptions. Had it been no exceptions, they probably would have taken it up.
I mean, essentially, the attorney was going for saying, look, we want to appeal this even though my clients don't really have to take it because they fit within the exceptions, but can you still hear it? And she said, yeah, no. Let's go ahead and hear something that is really important. Thank you for playing. Wow, 2 hours gone by. 2 hours. Third hour coming up after this break. Cal's going to try to stump us. Cal is going to risk his eternal salvation
again
by trying to stump us with yet another case or no case. It's okay, Cal. I enjoy the company down where we're probably both going to go.
Will it be an angel or a demon?
I already used sulfur-based cologne just to prepare myself for the experience.
Good point. We'll be right back. Radio Law Talk, the third hour, is coming up. Remember, if your radio station doesn't carry it, you can find it streaming at RadioLawTalk.com at no charge. Just go over there and click it and listen. In the meantime, we'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.